Habitat for Humanity is known for building homes for those unable to afford them otherwise. Images of homes under construction, along with a cameo by former President Jimmy Carter, might leap to mind.
But Habitat's reach extends beyond creating affordable housing projects. You may have donated to or purchased from one of Habitat's ReStores, which offer donated and salvaged items to customers. Well, those monies then support the organization's construction projects. The organization has become a major recycler and repurposer.
Here in Milwaukee, a team of Habitat volunteers has taken it even further and formed a deconstruction crew in order to support Habitat's mission. The crew salvages reusable items from residential and commercial buildings undergoing demolition or remodeling and brings them to the ReStore to sell.
Lake Effect's Susan Bentz learned more at a former shoe factory on 4th and Hadley.
Okay. Next one is ceiling tiles.
Breathtakingly cold weather would not stand in the way of a sea of blue-shirted volunteers from their task. They're dividing into small teams to pull out carpet squares and other valuable items. Jack Weiler is the only one being paid around here. He's the Milwaukee Habitat ReStore deconstruction manager.
You saw how much fun we were having already, right? We were able to work together every week, twice a week sometimes, to salvage things that, you know, keep them out of landfill, keep them out of dumpsters, save businesses money, save homeowners money. We can, and all while getting a tax credit. It's everyone wins. It's just a matter of people, you know, knowing about the deconstruction program.
So what happens first? Do you come in and survey the joints?
Yeah,
what
so happens? My role, getting out into the community, finding a project, either in the paper or driving by it or a connection, and really introducing the concept of deconstruction versus demolition, right? So a light strip, trying to be eco-friendly, trying to save homeowners and get them a tax benefit as well. So I'll go out, I'll assess the property, bring it back to our team, and we look at how much space it'll take, how much crew, what equipment, and then we usually schedule out about a month in advance, and we're able to schedule a day like this. So in a perfect day, we have 20 volunteers on a whole house or a whole construction site. We're pulling everything we can get our hands on, take it to the ReStore, raise money there so we can build homes for those in the area.
What will the team carry back to the ReStore?
We're doing ceiling tiles. We'll do some doors. We're going to do carpet squares. We're going to do furniture. We're going to do appliances, kitchen cabinets. At a later date, we'll get into radiators. We'll get into industrial pieces as well, and another side of the building too. So there's a nice wide array of things at this location that we're really looking forward to working on.
Weiler considers himself handy with a hammer, but says he learned the rest of it from the volunteers around him. Cindy Gear and her husband were the instigators.
So I was volunteering while I was working, and then when Ken and I retired in 2012, then we were at a fundraiser when somebody at Habitat said, hey, we're going to deconstruct a home on Pine Lake. Would you want to help? We went there and discovered that it was incredibly large, and so we spent 3 days at that deconstruction, and we realized how much we could do to organize and instill a process that's repeatable and sustainable. That was actually my background. Before I was a designer, I worked in IT, so very systematic. And Ken was in IT for 35 years. So a lot of the guys are actually too. I think we have 3 or 4 of those. We have attorneys, we have engineers, teachers. Everybody's retired, except for one person. Colin's not here today. He's a college student. Ken, would you mind grabbing that wastebasket? You didn't probably see that there.
Nothing escapes Gear's trained eye, even as she helps other volunteers meticulously remove a set of kitchen cabinets.
First of all, we take pictures of the kitchen before, and we measure it. We deconstruct piece by piece, and then we label them. So we know we have a 12-piece set of cabinetry. We put the little green star helps because there are so many sets of cabinets at the ReStore that there could actually be a second set of oak cabinets that have 12 pieces, believe it or not. So we do that. Then we take them off. We gently clean them. Judy's actually cleaning them extremely well today.
I was gonna say, this is really clean.
Really cleaning. This was a staff kitchen. And then we shrink wrap them, stage them in an area we called priced. And then the drivers take them and put them onto the vehicle, put them immediately on the sales floor, and these will probably sell today.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
mm-hmm.
you don't get off the truck.
Right. Sometimes people are hovering about. They know today is deconstruction day, and they stand at the dock, and they wait for the truck to come in. You know, we do mostly demolition, complete demolition. So we go in and take everything, and then right after we're done, then the you know, the company comes in and takes it down to the ground.
But that's not the case at this 1915 complex that occupies a half-city block.
This was the old historic Nunbush shoe factory.
That's architect Corey Lapworth. He's designed the factory's rebirth.
It's a renovation. Right now it's all offices, and they're going to switch it into residential and offices. So this three-story section we're looking in now, that will be the office. And then the five-story piece will be all residential apartments. So the 59 apartment units in there, there'll be 2 to 4 bedroom units. It's a WIDA tax credit project, and it's also a historic tax credit project.
The project has extra significance for Lapworth. He took urban planning courses during his student days at UW-Milwaukee. Lapworth drew inspiration from one instructor in particular, Welford Sanders.
Well, Welford, he was actually what this project is named after. It's named after him. He worked with the Martin Luther King Economic Development Corporation quite a few years and really redeveloped this neighborhood. So this project is kind of in honor of him.
Lapworth says a courtyard will be built into the project in which a statue of Welford Sanders will stand. Back to the apartments Lapworth mentioned that will fill the old factory floors. All but its top floor, the sixth, its 8,000 square feet, holds special significance.
The historic designation, so it's a National Registered Historic Property. It really comes from the Nunbush Shoe Factory. And what really started it is makes it historic is they were the first one to sort of develop space for the community space or common space for the employees. So up on the sixth floor of this building, there's a big open space that used to be for the employees. So it was kind of there on the weekends and that sort of thing for them to gather and socialize. That was significant in the time period.
Lapworth guides me across the complex, up an elevator, and finally a set of stairs to the gem in the rough. Elegant steel trusses stretch across its sun-filled space.
Wow.
So this was an old kitchen. That was original.
So
it's got some nice terrazzo floor, and it's got the nice glazed block in here. This is actually a bare vaulted ceiling, so if you kind of walk out into here.
Oh my gosh.
Skylight. So again, it's a really good, must have been a really nice space back in the time. And I think with the work and the rehab we'll do, it'll be another great space. So this will be the main community room. We'll have a little kitchenette in here. You can see it says old smoking room on the door.
Long benches still occupy the smoking room. Across the way, a door reads Ladies' Parlor. You can almost see shoemakers gathering for weekend feasts and dances. Habitat Restore volunteer Cindy Gear has her eye on any items tagged for her deconstruction crew.
The beauty of Habitat, which is why I continue to do this, is that there is so much of a win. There is so much of a win compared to just taking it to a store and selling it or giving it away, because we have brought in our crew doing this once a week since 12/12/12, which was the infamous start date. We have brought in over $1 million in product to the Habitat Restore. So just right there doing the math, look at the number of houses we've helped to build. So people who wouldn't probably be able to buy their first time home are able to do that, and we're a big part of it. We're really a big part of it, and I don't know what else I could do from a volunteerism perspective that would be more meaningful.
For Like Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
It's awesome.
You'll find photos of the local Habitat for Humanity deconstruction crew at work and the evolving Nunbush Shoe Factory at WUWM.com.
Father gets up late for work.